from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Mr. Phil Sim.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And we are happy to announce that every Wednesday we'll be talking to this man, Super Bowl champion Phil Sims, and the Sims Spotlight. Oh, great alliteration. The Sims Spotlight is sponsored by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Well, Gio, Boomer, everybody there.
Oh, come on.
Good morning to all of you.
All of us. Your phone sucks. Your phone sucks.
You can't hear it?
No, you're in and out. It's all, where are you?
Well, I'm in my house.
All right, that sounds a little better now, but I couldn't hear anything you said prior to that.
All right, hold on. How about I go get on a landline and then dial in?
Oh, there you
great
go.
Great start. This is a great start to the season, man. Like, such an old man.
Such an old man. What are you talking about?
Can you
hear me well?
No. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. That was awful.
Hi, I'm Phil Sims.
Hi, Phil. He's got a call in on a landline.
I just love how we were talking about how he's got to come in studio. And all this, I'm not coming in studio. All of a sudden, his first words out of his mouth is, hup, sip, hup, hat, hip, hup. Hey, Boomer G. Hup, hip, hup, hup, hup. What? Can't hear you, man.
He called me back on his cell phone. I said, are you on a landline? He goes, no. We got to go upstairs so we'll know how big his house is to see how long it's going to take.
His house is huge, man. Tell you, that's Shea Sims over there in Franklin Lakes.
How long does it take the elevator to get down to his floor?
Yeah, he...
I think he has one of those seats to help him get up the stairs.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. If it's a big spiral staircase.
Yeah, it goes around in circles when he gets up there, he's dizzy.
Oh, man. So he posted a picture of his backyard the other day. Like there were some deer in his backyard.
Oh, it's enormous.
I was like, what?
It's
like a state park.
It really was. It was insane.
I wonder if
it was a geyser back there.
I wonder if he dies if he donates it to Jersey. You know how like Ohika Castle and that kind of thing? But also Ohika Castle is now privately owned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I could see him donating it to Jersey.
Yeah, like the Rockefellers did in upstate New York.
I mean, it's so much land. I mean, you could probably put like a 3-9-hole
easily
golf course there.
Easily. And it's got water. It's got crocodiles, turtles. It's a menagerie.
Phil, you back?
I'm back. Quit talking about golf, God Almighty.
No, we're talking about your backyard.
How big it is? Yeah.
And we could turn it into a 3-9-hole course.
Yeah, well, there's water here, so you'd lose all your golf balls in it, so there you go.
See, that's the moat that goes around the castle.
Yeah, right, the moat.
Yeah, right, around. Okay, listen, hey, just hold on. I've been watching for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
First off, I was very disappointed when I turned the TV on today. And Boomer looks trim, so that irritates me. I like him when he's nice and fat, so I can make fun of him.
Well, it's eating season coming up soon.
Yeah.
So.
It's coming up, yeah. Sure. Then, of course, I got to listen to the sperm donor. Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with you guys? Let's see. I did turn on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Boomer, I don't think you were there. And they were talking about shaving their backs and other parts of their body. Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I was. Was I here for that?
Yeah, you were there for it. Hell, okay. You're the leading guy. You know, you talk about shaving your back.
Yeah,
so I'm going to slap you on the back and make sure, you know, I've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then, Gio, I learned something today. Kay Adams squeezed your man boob.
Yeah,
so that
did.
Was really, that was great radio.
Yeah. You know, she did. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And
then you.
Yeah.
You, I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
I'm listening to you, and you started moaning and crying. Oh, Phil's going to be on the phone? I hate those phone interviews.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Well, okay, I made a mistake. I didn't know. You guys got to spend some money in there to get reception better.
Oh,
but listen,
okay.
I am going to come in there in the studio to do a lot of the shows.
Oh, nice.
I hope so. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Oh, I am. No, it's going to be great. And I want to sit right next to you. not over there in that far chair. I want to sit right next to Gio.
Okay.
Right between
okay,
us.
Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great. Yeah. Then, you know, listen, I do the damn Giant preseason games. And I have to get text messages from, you know, that blonde sitting next to you who's always tan. I don't get that, but that's the way it is.
Well, I just made a little makeup and maybe shut up a little bit, and it would have been a little bit more enjoyable watching the games.
Hey, let me tell you what. I had so many comebacks for you, and I said, can I talk about Boomer? And they said, yeah, okay, wait a few minutes, and, you know, the next thing you know, the game is over. But I was going to just slaughter you on the air. But
yeah, I'm sure.
They
I'm
wouldn't
sure,
let me. Well, Gio actually said, too, he goes, yeah, we watched the game. He looked fluorescent. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you're our favorite punching bag. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I know. The last thing is, once again, Gio, I owe my career and everything I do and TV and whatever to Boomer Esiason.
Thank you.
Well, that's right. Yes, and we know that. And
I know
he says you're welcome.
He talks about it constantly.
And yeah. By the way, you know, we were pulling for you to be ranked higher than Eli in the Giants top 100.
Oh, well, you knew that. Hey, I shouldn't be. He won two Super Bowls. He's MVP in both.
But when you guys won the Super Bowl that Jeff Hostetler played in, you were undefeated until when you got hurt.
Well, there was no guarantee I was going to win three playoff games if I was the quarterback. So I don't know. I don't talk about it a lot. Excuse me. I'm getting all choked up.
Don't cry. We don't want to make you sad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, it's all good. Eli was, what number was he? Number nine, I heard?
He was eight.
Is that
eight,
right?
Eight. Sam Huff was
he
number
was eight.
Nine.
Oh, who was number nine?
Sam Huff, and then Andy. Stop like you don't know what the list is. You know the list.
I swear to God, I don't know. I know I'm number 11, and I always ask, is this guy on? Yes. So I'm glad Sean Lindetta made it.
Yeah, Shawnee made it too. Yeah, a bunch of, look, most of the guys in front of you are all Hall of Famers.
It was good. It was good. So. All right, what's going on? What do you guys want to know?
All right, well, just what I want to know from you, really. Football-wise, you covered the Giants. You saw the Giants. You went over to practice. You talked to Brian Daboll a lot. You and I both knew that he was calling the plays. And that's got to be a good thing for Daniel Jones. And I think, do you think he's going to be as aggressive as I think he's going to be?
Oh, I think so. You know, listen, many reasons. One, last year, regardless of what, and people hate it when I say this because it's Daniel Jones. It was one of the worst offensive lines in the history of the NFL. One of the worst. And when I knew I was going to do the Giant games, I said, let me go back and watch their games and see what really was the big problem. And after like three games, I go, I know the problem. This is unbelievable. I mean, it really was. It was even, I would say it was two times worse than I thought it was. And it all kind of came and made sense. But I'll just say this. The Giants, I thought their moves during the offseason, I think they hit all the right things they needed. One, they drafted Malik Nabers. That gives them a big-time bona fide star, I hope, at wide receiver. Now they've got some depth there and some guys that can all run and got speed. But they went out and picked up four offensive linemen, and I liked all of them. And not only that, they go out and get Brian Burns, which I think can change the football team too. So and the draft – no, besides Malik Nabers, nobody, you go, wow, they got this guy. But they're all good players. They all played well in the preseason. So I think the Giants, I think they got a good chance of performing well this year. I don't expect them to go 12-5, but I would like to see and hope they can win, you know, their share of games and have a chance to win them all when they're out there playing with the competition.
Biggest weakness in your eyes, the secondary?
Oh, absolutely. That's why when they got Brian Burns, you got Dexter Lawrence, and you got Kayvon Thibodeau. You know, I got surprised by Kayvon Thibodeau just watching him and getting ready for these preseason games and just watching practice. I go, man, he had a much better year. And, of course, you're not going to talk about it when the Giants are losing games and it's ugly and the offense is struggling in every aspect of the world. So he kind of got passed over. But, yeah, the secondary is a big deal. But they got three guys that can really, if the outside guys rush well enough, Dexter Lawrence should be a superstar. Because just watching him this offseason, and even in training camp, when your own team has to double team you every time they run a play because they can't block him, tells you how good he is. So if he can get one-on-one matches because of the good outside pass rush, then I think that's going to be a huge point for the New York Giants.
You know,
and of course, going out and,
I was going to say, you know, we interviewed Daniel Jones. We're talking to Phil Simms. We interviewed Daniel Jones over at training camp, you know, and I pointed out how you started with your career, how Eli started with his career, and how it was not easy for either one of you and to ultimately win a Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVPs. And I was just waiting for him to say, yeah, I know all about their history, and I know exactly what they went through, and maybe I'm going through that, and I'm going to change the narrative about me. I mean, does he have the personality, Phil, to understand exactly where he is in his career and how important this year is?
That's a good question, Billy Boomer. Yeah, I think he does. I think he understands it, and I think he's, you know, not shying away from it. I did watch him do the interview with you guys, and, you know, he answered the questions a little careful, but he still answered them in the right way. And look, if you play quarterback in the NFL and you're in there long enough, you're going to have stretches where the fans, the media, and all that, they're coming after you. And you just got to be tough enough to fight through it and not let it affect you. And that's easy to say, and I think you know, and I know that's hard to do sometimes. Because, man, when it starts going bad, it just gets louder and louder, and you got to block it out. And, you know, even the game in Houston, he throws that interception. First off, you learn when you're backed up as a quarterback, it's look, they're not open, throw it away. You don't even try to make a play in those situations, which he did, and it backfired. But I thought after that he was very aggressive, threw the football really well. And that's what you got to do. You know, when you make mistakes, you're going to make them. Just got to be tough enough to mentally just go, I don't care. And I think I said this during the game. I didn't realize I said it on TV. You got to throw an interception. You come to the sideline and your offensive lineman go, oh, that's okay. I say, yeah, I know it's okay. Be ready to make some tackles. And I might throw five today. So just get out there and do it, you know. And it's true.
Yeah.
You know, your mindset, instead of going over there and sitting on the bench, you know, booms, and you know it's true. You sit there and go, oh, my God, I already made a mistake. I got to be so careful the rest of the game. And that's the worst thing you can do. You know, as Bill Parcells would always say, it's not a game for perfection. So you got to go out there and you got to play right to the edge. You got to learn where that is so you don't fall off the cliff and play that way, because that's when you're at your best. And hopefully with Brian Daboll calling the plays and Daniel Jones knows what's at stake for him, that we're going to see some of those things we just talked about in games this year.
Talking to Phil Simms, who's going to join us every Wednesday on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports
Ooh-wee.
Network.
Yeah! Yeah, baby.
So since we're only going to talk to you now and then again next Wednesday,
yes.
Out of all the quarterbacks in the league, for whatever reason, which one is the one in week one you're most excited to see?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough question. You know, there's many. I mean, let's just go local. I'm anxious to see Sam Darnold in Minnesota.
Wow. I would have never thought you'd go there.
Well, yeah, I think Sam Darnold, like a lot of guys, it just didn't fall for him. I like his talent. He throws the ball well. And listen, what quarterback doesn't play well for Kevin O'Connell?
True.
I mean, he put guys in there last year. I said, hell, I didn't even know they were still in the league, and they threw for 400 yards. And this Viking offense is real. It's aggressive. It's got a good offensive line. So that's going to be interesting going against the Giant defense, which has a whole new persona, what they're trying to do instead of what Wink Martindale did. But, you know, too, I hate to be local, but I'm going to do it anyway. I want to see Brock Purdy against this Jet defense. And I know they know it well because DeMeco Ryans was there. He ran this defense. Robert Saleh ran it. So Kyle Shanahan knows what's coming his way. But I think the Jets have a chance to be really good. And I heard y'all talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Hey, look, he knows how to manage a game. If it's, he'll know the score. He does a great job of that. Last year wasn't quite, or 2 years ago, I should say, I forgot, that it wasn't quite what he usually does. But I think he will do that, understanding how good the defense is, what they're playing against, and what they have as talent around him. And it's going to work out well. So, but a lot of them. I'm waiting to see Houston. And then, of course, I want to see some of these rookie quarterbacks, how they do.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are going to be interesting to see what they do. I think Caleb looks like he's ready to go right out of the gate. Real quickly for me, one more question.
All right.
I wanted to ask you about Tom Brady and, you know, his game. He's got the Cowboys at the Browns Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. The NFL has set this up, you know, because CBS does not have a national doubleheader. So they set this up to be a huge ratings bonanza for Fox right out of the gate. How do you think he does?
Well, you know he's going to do well. I think it's always a learning curve there. But I know he's been doing practice games, and I've heard it's going pretty well that way. Now, he's not allowed to go to the team practice. They didn't change that here in the last couple of days, I don't think.
No, they haven't. They're still, like, he is still limited because of his flirtation with the Oakland Raiders and possible ownership there.
You know what that means for him in this game? Nothing. Because he's going to know anyway what each team needs to do, what they got to do the first game of the year. And when you stand up there in the booth, and I just say to everybody, you know, Boomer, you stand up there and you call the game. When it's snapped, it's like watching film, sitting in the film room. You just see everything. So he's going to see it all. And I think the big thing when you're doing, you know, being an analyst for football games is just try to make the points quick. And, you know, it's hard to do sometimes, but don't overtalk. And that's hard for a lot of people, too, that's for sure.
Well, it's hard for me, for sure.
yeah.
And you always remind
listen,
me.
I had quite a few years of that looking at you. Yes. Just to let you guys know, they would go in our ears and say, 30 seconds, and it'd go to Boomer. And at 29, he would throw it to me. And I'd say, all right, we'll be back right after this. And I would look at Boomer, and Boomer would just kind of give me that laugh. Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, I know. I did it on purpose. Yeah, you got me. So, I'm going to miss that, waking up. I was sitting on that studio round table, looking across, seeing Boomer, and going, damn, it can't be that important if Boomer's here, so I feel pretty relaxed today.
Well, Phil, you got him every Wednesday, and we're excited for that. It's great talking to you this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Gio. I'll see you in there, and I need a nice cushy chair sitting next to the hairy guy right there.
You will get it. We will provide
that
for you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
The great Phil Sims.
There you go. If it goes like that, we'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Man's got a very large backyard. You could lose an elephant in it. That's how big it is.
I'm telling you. And he told me he ripped out his living room because they never used it and put a big bar in there. We got to go over there one Sunday and watch football. And I want to bring Eddie and Al, too. Would you guys come?
Oh, I'm in for that. 100%.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right. We're doing it.
He's not
We are going to Shea Sims to watch football in his new living room.
He is
that he
not.
Ripped out. Everything. So
you
he
just invited all of us to his home. He doesn't want any part of that.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yes, he does. He loves
all
throwing
of us
parties.
Mutants showing up there.
Yes, he loves throwing parties. We're in. We are going.
Yeah, my Honda Fit will like cross some barrier and like guns will come
out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of security over there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'd love to do it. I just don't think he wants any part of that.
Well, we'll ask him next week.
He wants.
So we'll set up a date. You know, and we'll sit there and have some, you know, Casamigos, hang out. I'm sure he'll make some hot dogs and hamburgers for us. You know, I know he's a big cook at the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, all these things I didn't know about Phil.
Oh, he's a Renaissance man. Just a little stiff. And as you said, like, what do you say? You called him
fluorescent.
Fluorescent.
All right, it's Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
By the way, we are going. And I think he'll let you Instagram it if you want.
Oh, for digital?
Yeah, for digital. Yes.
Not only have you invited all of us to Phil's home, on a football Sunday, which is sacred to him. You're now giving the green light for Al Dukes to put it up on social media?
Wow. And Boomer also told me I could take a hike on his estate also, like 100%. A 5-mile
Bring
hike.
Bring your backpack.
Bring the dogs.
Bring the dogs, the backpack, the whole thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get right to Jerry, who's got an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. I take you pregame at Citi Field yesterday. President of Baseball Operations David Stearns asked the question.
What does the most valuable player look like?
I think he looks like the guy who runs out the shortstop every day for us at 7 o'clock.
And that would be Francisco Lindor, who promptly in a few innings in.
2-1. Lindor sends a high fly to right. O'Neill going back to the track at the wall. It's gone. 2-run home run, Francisco Lindor.
Oh, my God.
A high arcing shot landing atop the Payson Cadillac Club. His 30th. Home run of the year.
And that was Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. That was part of a 7-2 win, which she had a big part in. That home run, also an RBI double in the eighth. Mets make it 6 in a row. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Lindor just keeps on hitting.
Yeah, I think every time he's at the plate, we feel good about our chances. And that was the case today on but it looked like it was going to be a tough night.
And you, well, and they, but they got home runs from Vientos and Pete Alonso to stretch the lead. Here was Lindor with that 30th home run. He tied Ernie Banks with his fifth 30 home run season as a shortstop. Only A-Rod has more with 7. This was Lindor.
It feels good. I haven't really thought what he really means. All I know is today we won the game and he helped to get the offense going. So I was pleased with that, happy with that. And yeah, we got to continue to climb them up.
And part of the win was David Peterson, a big part. 6 innings, 1-run ball, career high 11 strikeouts. Mendoza on his starter.
I thought the four seam today was really good. I thought that was the key. He was getting a lot of swing and misses, especially at the top of the zone. And the secondary pitches were there too. There was a couple of at-bats when, you know, he used the breaking ball for strike one.
But the fastball was striking guys out for sure, up and away sometimes, sometimes up and in. Mets remain a half game behind Atlanta. The Braves shut out the Rockies 3-0. You've got Tyler McGill making the start in the series finale tonight. Then the Mets get a day off before playing again on Friday. As for the Yankees, we heard earlier Justin Shackle's call. This is how it sounded in Texas as Wyatt Langford was at the plate with the bases loaded in the ninth inning.
And the payoff pitch swung on in a deep drive to left. That ball is way, way back. That ball is history. A walk-off slam for Wyatt Langford. How about that?
Yeah, about that. Yes, exactly.
You know, right. The amazing thing is that the Mets, through the month of August, I think had
five or six games kind of like this, like mm-hmm. where they were just gut punch losses.
Well, San Diego and Arizona last week alone.
Yeah, yes. But they came back,
yep.
and you know that's usually the sign of a great team is resiliency, fighting through like a bad loss like this. And the Yankees have been average to below average over the last month. Let's face it,
maybe longer. You're right,
yeah, but probably 6 weeks. And it's going to be interesting to see how Aaron Boone and the team reacts to this loss.
Yeah, 7-4, game they led 4-1. Here was Bruce Bochy, Langford, ready for the moment.
He's been there, and he's come through a few times like that. You know, we had the right guy up there. Yeah.
I would say so, and here is that right.
11 blown saves
for Clay Holmes, league leader, yep. Here was Langford on Bally Sports. What a feeling.
What was it like to actually live out that dream?
You know, I don't really know yet, I think. Still kind of going through right now, but, man, it was awesome. No better job.
Yeah, so for him it was awesome. For Holmes, well, not so much.
Yeah, obviously that one hurt. You know, that was a tough one, but, yeah, to bounce back and, you know, show we're made up tomorrow.
Exactly what you're just saying. Tomorrow would be tonight. Marcus Stroman, Nate Eovaldi. Now, Carlos Rodon. Well, he will be our Thrivewell player of the game.
Small lead for Young. Now he goes in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another slider. It's been the bread and butter for Carlos Rodon. He's racked up 11 strikeouts through six innings.
And that was it for him. One run ball, and that's why he's our thriving player of the game. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. Yankees now a half game behind Baltimore. First place, the Orioles beat the White Sox 9-0. All right, some NFL stuff here.
What are they injecting?
Vitamins. It's like infusion.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Oh, IV therapy.
Yeah.
We love that. I'm
putting yes.
It. Yes, we do.
Very much so.
Yes.
It always helps, you know, if you're sick.
Yes.
Hangover.
Yeah. I even think, too, just as a maybe a weekly regimen. I think you could
just
probably
to get your fluids.
I think so. Yeah,
I like that.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, check out Thrivewell.
Now I always talk about how much I hate that I like Jalen Brunson because he always seems to say the right thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's Breece Hall. Now, if you want to talk about a kid that knows he's got to go out there and show what he can be, this was him yesterday as we get set for the opener this weekend.
I haven't really done anything in this league yet, so, you know, the hype and all that stuff's there. But for me, it's just having a standard for myself to, you know, every time I step out on the field, I want to be the best player out there. I want every team to know who number 20 is. So just for me, like every week, I got to go out there with something to prove, with a chip on my shoulder.
You know, that's what that is. That is great. He needs to be the Thomas Jones, the 20. Remember Thomas
yeah,
Jones
I do,
used to
yeah.
wear 20 for the Jets?
He used to come on the show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was a funny guy. I didn't really say much.
It was your first weekly spot.
Yeah, that was a little. That was like
that was so. Geez.
That was good until they lost a lot of games.
Yes, but and you know that guy always showed up.
And then you guys gave me things to ask him in the locker room because he was terrible on the air.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyhow, the Jets did agree to a 3-year extension with Michael Carter worth almost $31 million. Jets and Niners Monday night. Speaking of San Francisco, Trent Williams signed a restructured 3-year $86 million deal. He was asked by one of the reporters, you know, interesting timing. Was this just to skip camp?
No, man. Honestly, I hadn't did a full camp in I don't know how long. Ever since I got here, Cal has done a great job taking care of me.
And said not a lot of reps, and he would just kind of get his work in and then be ready for the season. Brandon Ayuk also spoke yesterday. He got his deal done. He said he leaned on his teammates through everything.
I talked to George. I talked to Bosa a lot. I talked to Debo a lot. Just trying to figure out certain things, get their feel for certain things, and just being able to talk with them through the process was huge, but also just being able to see them, be around them every single day for now.
Yeah, he had the hold in, basically.
Yeah, they well, they kept this team together somehow, man.
Yeah.
Well, the way that they've done it is because Brock Purdy's making $975,000 this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing I did not hear,
yes.
Williams spoke for 15 minutes. I did not hear anybody ask him if he thought he would play on Monday night. I know you don't think he could.
It's not that I don't think he could. I don't necessarily know that it's all that smart putting a guy of his size out on the field going 100 miles an hour without any, like, he'll work out now. He'll get into, you know, into practice and things of that nature. But, man, ramping it up to, like, 1,000 miles an hour?
Yeah. Not easy. And at his age.
It felt to me like he was going to play.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but yeah. I also
I'll tell you what,
know.
If he doesn't play, let's put it this way. If he doesn't play, huge, obviously huge boom for the Jets. They also have problems at center in San Francisco. They're not, like, you pay so much money to so many people that there are going to be places where you're going to be vulnerable. And some of those places are going to be, like, right where the quarterback stands. So that's where this Jet defensive line has got to dominate this game. If they're going to win this game, they got to come back with Quinnen Williams being the monster defensive tackle that he is. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, that's
and he's a captain this year?
That's the vulnerable area for the 49ers if Williams doesn't play.
If he doesn't play, which we don't know yet. So, in Pittsburgh, the Steelers trying to figure out how they divvy up the reps at the running back position. Here was Mike Tomlin.
In terms of how we divide the labor up, man, you know, that's going to be week to week. We got some really capable guys. And more than anything, I just love the demeanor of our running back room, man. These guys don't run away from confrontation. They run to it.
So
their problem is wide receiver.
And one bone.
Their other problem is going to be quarterback because Russell Wilson is going to play conservative. And they don't have, George Pickens.
Then who?
That's right. I mean, that's why they were trying to make the trade for Brandon Ayuk. And then when you think about Brandon Ayuk going, look, I'm not going to the Patriots, and I am not going to the Steelers.
So I just saw that Mike Tomlin put out, it's Coach T, T-shirts, that I guess his wife's got a fashion site, so you can buy some of these phrases on T-shirts.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
You can get two dogs, one bone. You can get volunteer, not hostages. You can get the standard is the standard. Together we all eat. Nameless gray faces. We do not care. Scared money don't make money. And make routine plays routinely.
No, I like that one. Make routine plays routinely.
Wow. Yes.
Smart. Good for
Coach
his wife.
Tomlin making some Do-Re-Mi off the field. I like
Coach T collection.
Not so
Coach
bad.
Coach T. You know what? If I were a Steeler fan, I'd have every single one of them.
Yeah, I guess.
Are they coming in black and gold or black and yellow?
Yes, of course.
Get Jerry the yellow one.
Oh, wear the yellow one. Absolutely.
Jerry loves yellow.
He does.
I know for the Al and Jerry collection, I'm going to have Al saying, children are the rats of society.
Why don't you?
I should. You're right. Women's quarterfinals at the U.S. Open today. American Jessica Pegula plays Iga Swiatek at 7 p.m. Here was Pegula. Now, we know the deal. She is the daughter of the owner of the Buffalo Bills, correct? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's talking to the media yesterday or 2 days ago, says, I am not that spoiled rich kid that everybody seems to think I am.
What's the most annoying thing? I'm like, it's that people think, like, I have a butler, that, like, I get chauffeured around, I have, like, a private limo, that I fly private everywhere, that I'm definitely not like that.
And she says she would,
you know,
like...
What I love about girl athletes like her that do come from wealthy families? It's the same thing Katie Ledecky. I mean, they are dedicated beyond the money. Like, the money has nothing to do... I mean, it gives them opportunity, for sure, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that their parents have supported that opportunity, but they still have to get in the pool or on the tennis court, and they got to do it. You know, it's like LeBron James's kid. You can say whatever you want about LeBron, you know, and playing with it, but the fact of the matter is, like, he has to want it.
A lot of rich kids are lazy.
That's the point.
Or could be.
Yeah, and I think you don't realize the time and effort that they go through, the injuries, the early mornings, the, you know, the practices, the mental health aspect of it all. I mean, I don't know. That's why you got to have respect for that.
American Emma Navarro did win last night, as did Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz, two Americans that'll face each other in the semifinals.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What are you doing Saturday? What are you doing Saturday?
I think I'm doing something with Phil Simms at FanDuel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was going to invite you. You know the Island Mermaid over at Ocean Beach on Fire Island?
Yes.
A place
yes.
that we love.
And we love it, yes.
Scotty Hirsch, yeah. Who's a East Islip student and classmate of yours.
Legend.
Owner and proprietor, yes, legend of that place. And this is year four of the burlesque show that I judge, Miss Isle of Fire. This is year four. The weather didn't look great at first, but it's... what are you doing over there?
I'm blowing into my hand.
All right, well, shut the microphone off. You're going to blow it to your hand. I mean, for God's sakes, man.
It's my fingertips are cold.
Anyway,
okay.
So the weather didn't look good initially, but it looks much, much better now. So, yeah, it's going to be great. I thought maybe you'd make a little surprise appearance. But the reason I'm bringing it up is every year they have us pick a charity that they're going to donate money to every judge. So for the fourth year in a row, the Boomer Esiason Foundation will be getting the check.
That is awesome.
So I will be representing you guys.
Thank you. Well, I didn't know that. They've done that the last 3 years. Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this year we were also included. So tell Scotty I say thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. So 1 year will get you there. And there's been some interesting winners of this show. Like last year, the woman who won, she... Man, this is a tough one to kind of communicate on the radio. We saw her with a pearl necklace. But when she started doing her routine, she wasn't wearing a pearl necklace. She pulled this pearl necklace out of something.
Oh, okay.
And I'd never seen anything like that before in my life.
That's why she won.
Standing ovation.
Yeah.
10. Gave her a 10. Didn't expect that at all.
Oh,
so that's the type of thing that you
pearls.
See. Yeah.
Vagina.
That's the type of stuff you see. So
well,
if you're a Long Island person and you like burlesque and funny stuff and charity, go to the Island Mermaid Instagram and you can go and buy tickets and you can come see the whole thing.
All right, so that's Saturday, right?
That's Saturday, yeah, yeah.
Vagina.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I told my son-in-law, Matt Martin, that I would promote his poker tournament.
Yeah.
Monday night.
I just met her.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Come on. Monday night. Monday night. And they're raising money for their service dog, Clyde, who will be going to an active captain at FDNY. She's the head of the clinical services and lead therapist for the FDNY first responders. And so they're going to have, I guess it's at...
You sent me this yesterday.
I did. It's at Opus Mediterranean in Jericho.
Yeah.
And there are tickets still available. It's the 2024 Poker Night. And you can check it out, I'm assuming, at, you know, check Sydney's Twitter page or MattMartinFoundation.com.
Yeah.
And you can find tickets for there for Monday night. I'll be going to that as well.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, I've got a previous engagement.
Hey, you're involved with the Kiwanis Club. Look at you. You are like knee-deep in community activities.
I am, man. The Sayville Kiwanis Club. That's what I'm going to be supporting on that day and evening. So
We all understand we're all going in different directions.
Yeah.
You know, and then one Sunday, we're going to go over to Phil Simms' house.
Yeah, so you talked to him off the air about that.
I did, and he said, look, there's two things I love doing, watching sports and eating, and you guys can enjoy a good Sunday afternoon at his house.
Wow. I cannot believe that.
Why? He loves you guys.
Does he?
Yes.
I mean, the way he talks to me and Al, he does not sound like he loves us.
The way he talks to you and Al is because we have the microphones for 4 hours, 5 days a week. And when things get a little slow, we just start poking a little fun at Phil.
Yeah.
And you have a really good time out.
No, I understand. And he comes back at me and we have this thing.
Because he's annoyed at you.
I know.
For 6 months of doing it, and then he comes on 6 months later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then he has to take it all out in the moments that he's on. So some of that will subside. Because we'll have him on every week this year.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun to bust his balls in the way that we do, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
I remember there was I was a part-timer. This has to do with Phil Simms. I was and Eddie Scazzeri. I was a part-timer. And Eddie had moved over from the board and he was producing. And I was running the board. And Eddie was on the phone for 45 minutes, conservatively, going, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I understand. Well, you know, yes. Well, but that's what they do. That's what they do. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in the hell is this all about? Who was it? Phil Simms. Now, Mike and Chris or Joe and Evan or somebody had said something that pissed him off. And he didn't want to go on the air. He just wanted to vent to Eddie Scazzeri. Mm-hmm. And you sat there and listened to him for 45 minutes. Do you have any recollection of this?
No. Was it really that long?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I remember it being almost an hour. Because I was looking up, I'm like, oh my God, he's been on the phone for almost an hour.
And you didn't know who it was until after?
I had no idea, because I thought it was so serious. And I'm a part-timer. I'm like, I'm not asking. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
And so I just stood there and took it for 45 minutes.
Yes.
And I must have had to put him on hold to go do on
multiple
the stuff.
Times.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Yes, you won the Yankee tickets. Hold on. Yes, and you were saying.
And then you're just hearing them through the receiver. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yes. He gets upset, man.
He does.
You know what? What really irks him. And I think because he appreciates and respects the game of football so much, and I'm being serious here.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets irked by people who are lazy and just have hot takes and
doesn't have
any idea of what he believes what they're talking about.
Yeah, you know? And he got mad at Zach Gelb for that in one of their interviews, I think.
Did he?
He got, oh, yeah. Zach Gelb threw out something like that. He's like, oh, no, hot take this, no. Up your butt. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I've seen it. I've seen that. I've seen him be antagonized and angry about that because, you know, those of us who have played, we can say that we understand some of the struggles certain players will have, and we'll be a little less likely to be that opinionated negatively because of the surroundings. It's what, you know, I've been dealing with Daniel Jones with since he got here.
Yeah.
You know, and I do feel bad for the uncertainty around him and the instability and the injuries and everything else that leads to, you know, mediocre play, which isn't all his fault. I know that, but I also know that he has to now, this year, he's kind of lucky that they didn't make a trade.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.